Hello and welcome to DVB English News. I'm Joe. In this week's headlines, UNICEF condemns airstrikes on Karenni schools. UN Security Council members call for end to airstrikes. Independent experts call UNSC toothless. Thailand wants cross-border aid to lead to dialogue. The UN International Children's Emergency Fund, or UNICEF, stated that it was appalled by airstrikes that killed four children and three adults in Karenni State on Monday. Stefan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, called the attacks on two primary schools in Damoso Township a grave violation of international law.
We join their strong condemnation of any strikes against schools and places of learning. Attacks against schools are grave violations of children's rights and international humanitarian law. The ages of the children who were killed was between 12 and 14 years old.
That was Stefan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General. The Karenni Interim Executive Council and the National Unity Government both accuse the military of deliberately attacking children. They are calling for international justice and accountability. Nine member states at the UN Security Council, Ecuador, France, Malta, Japan, South Korea, Slovenia, Switzerland, the UK, and the US, called for the end to indiscriminate airstrikes against civilians.
The 1st of February marked 3 years since the Myanmar military overturned the democratically elected government. The situation in the country remains dire. We strongly condemn the ongoing violence harming civilians.
That was Barbara Woodward, the UK ambassador to the UN. Myanmar's permanent representative at the UN, Ambassador Jaw Mo Toon, called on the Security Council to adopt an enforceable resolution to stop the attacks.
The military junta continues its atrocities against the people of Myanmar even after the adoption of Resolution 2669 in December 2022. The UN Security Council so far cannot do anything to enforce the military junta to adhere to the resolution.
That was Jaw Mo Toon, Myanmar's permanent representative at the UN. The Special Advisory Council for Myanmar, or SAC-IM, called the Security Council toothless for not forcing the military to stop attacking civilians. The SAC-IM is an independent group of experts calling for peace, democracy, justice, accountability, and human rights in Myanmar. Its members include Yang Hee Lee, the former UN Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights in Myanmar, Marzuki Darusman, the former chair of the UN Independent Fact-Finding Mission, and Chris Sidoti, a former member of that mission. Thailand's Vice Foreign Minister Sihasak Pongkatkaw said that a Thai-backed initiative to deliver humanitarian assistance to Myanmar aims to create dialogue between the military and anti-regime forces. Sihasak said that the plan could lead to talks between NAPIDAW, ethnic armed groups, and the National Unity Government. Chulalongkorn University professor Thitinan Pongsudhirak told DVB in an interview that the Thai government has shifted its stance on Myanmar.
I think that they are shaping a qualitatively different approach to Myanmar, and this is already manifesting in some of the additional space that we're seeing along the border with humanitarian assistance and some dialogue communication.
That was Thitinan Pongsudhirak, a professor at Chulalongkorn University. Bangkok plans to establish a humanitarian safe zone along the Thai-Myanmar border later this month. And that's all for this week's headlines. I'm Joe. C-Junction is hosting Thread Under Threat, Myanmar Women Out of the 3-Year Coup Shadow, at the Bangkok Arts and Culture Center until February 11th. The exhibit showcases the artwork of Chu Wei, a Myanmar painter and political activist. Stay tuned to DVB English News on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Follow us and listen on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or YouTube Music. We are available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.